WashPost says Biden's Great Migration threatens Democratic power. By Neil Monroe on March 21, 2021. Jeff Bezos' pro-migration Washington Post is warning President Joe Biden his failure to control fast-growing migration through the U.S. southern border threatens the Democrats' political power in Washington, D.C. The warning was buried in the last paragraph of a March 19 editorial by the newspaper's editorial board. Mr. Biden, intentionally or not, has encouraged the flow, in the name of a more humane policy. Americans would be wise to welcome a new approach while insisting on orderly management at the border, along with focused enforcement and messaging, to prevent a surge from becoming a real crisis. The editorial was mostly supportive of Biden, but it was headlined, "The influx of migrants isn't a crisis." But it could become one without careful management. The editorial is worried that Biden's policy is threatening Democratic power. The main risks are political, for Democrats, forced to defend the administration's border policies as they seek to retain control of Congress next year, and humanitarian, for unaccompanied minors who have been packed into ill-equipped border stations. Officials are deploying the Federal Emergency Management Agency to the border and opened additional facilities in Texas to handle an overflow that must not be allowed to get out of hand. But the newspaper downplays Biden's role in starting the migration and instead blames coyotes and cartels for supposedly fooling migrants into thinking that Biden will accept migrants' entry into the United States. In reality, the Biden administration demolished President Donald Trump's multi-layered diplomatic and legal barriers to the inflow of migrants eager for jobs in the United States. Since January, the administration has tried to keep the media focused on a small number of children amid the growing inflow of job-ready unaccompanied alien child teenagers, the rising rush of getaways adult male illegals, and the expanding flow of the illegals' wives and children who are being allowed to enter via the nation's expanding asylum doorway. Administration officials are eager to portray this government-backed migration as driven by push factors in the migrants' home countries, such as floods, crime, corruption. They are eager to downplay the pull factors in U.S. policy, such as the expanded asylum welcome, that help extract the next wave of migrants and send them on the dangerous trek to U.S. jobs, apartments, and K-12 schools. But a March 20 news article in The Washington Post shows that poor migrants are rationally accepting Biden's offer of easy migration into Americans' jobs, apartments, schools, and society. In the meantime, one clear message has resonated with migrants. The week after Rice's border visit, Rep. Henry Queller, DTX, visited a detention facility for migrant children in Carrizo Springs, Texas. Queller said he asked 16 and 17-year-olds whether they had heard Biden when he said not to come to the United States. The teenagers looked at each other and said no, he recalled. Okay, Queller pressed, what about the messages from friends, neighbors and family saying now was the time to come, were they hearing those? They all raised their hands and said yes, Queller recalled. They said, we see this on TV. We see images of people coming across. We see people coming across, so we're going to do the same thing. This, the migrants told him, is our opportunity to do this. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to legal migration, labor migration, and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, inter-democratic, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles that still push the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states.